W1RPG and 3DQ. This is W1RPG.
W1RPG and 3DQ. Hey, I'm up on a mountain here. What is on the list? What is that SCHERT frequencies?
South Carolina Heart.
I think that's probably what it is. I gotta look up the sheet that I have in my desk that I programmed your radio for. Probably that's what it is. The South Carolina, it's sort of like a linked system, by understanding.
Okay, but we don't transmit on those, do we?
You could use them.
Well, they don't come up for some reason.
You might be too far away from whatever you were trying.
Well, that could be true, because I guess they're in Spartanburg and Paris Mountain. Paris Mountain is another one. There's two in Paris Mountain, and I don't think they come up either.
Well, I don't know where you're located right now. I know I've listened to them when they were... They were linked, and they were during some storms, and I used one once while I was mobile. There was another station that came in here, I think, that responded. I don't know who that was. Maybe he could shine a little light.
Yeah, the station that was in there, come on back. This is N4EDQ with W1RPG.
All right, well, I don't know their range. I know they were there, and from my house, all those that I put on the list, I was able to access them and make contact at least once from my house. So, are you up by your place on the hill?
Yeah, I'm up here on the hill, and I'm just going through some of them and see which ones I could hit. I could hit the Spartanburg with no problem. I think Simpsonville, Clemson University, I couldn't get into for some reason. Maybe they're down too. 6 Mile Mountain, I haven't tried yet. But that's in Pickens County, so that might be too far also for the Mobile.
Yeah, maybe. What about the ones you were asking about, Asheville?
Yeah, no, I couldn't make Asheville from the Mobile at all.
As I said, I couldn't get those Asheville from my house, so I don't know. They were listed, there on lists. And then just for listening, I got the NOAA weather. And then just for, if you ever want to listen to the GSP airport tower or anything like that, I put that in there too.
Yeah, I was just listening to them. I was just down there listening to the airport one making an approach. I couldn't get the tower to say anything, but I heard the airplane.
Okay, TTPK with a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm up to speed on what you guys are talking about. UHF or VHF are you trying to get into?
Well, we have a bunch of frequencies, VHF and UHF. I'm just going through a list that we programmed the radio for, and there were certain ones from where I'm at I couldn't hit. I'm on top of a glassy mountain on one of my properties, about 1,700 feet up, 1,780.
Hmm. That sounds interesting. UHF, you're going to have a hard time due to the fact that wet leaves or pine trees will kill it. That's one. Two, VHF should work very good because I've been over near Charlotte and I could get into Asheville. Aircraft, I'm a pilot and I have my aircraft radio with me. You will sometimes not hear ATC. That just is where the aircraft and where the control tower is. Back to you. ATP test.
Yes, and Freddy Q. Okay, well, appreciate that. Good information. Did you copy that also, Bob?
I did, yeah. So, yeah, just try them as you go and then make a note near them who you're able to get into and who you couldn't. I got this from repeater lists online. So, I'm not saying there's no, typing errors. I mean, I tried to double check what I typed. For PL tone, if there's, most of them have PL tones. Blue Ridge Society Club does not. Most of the others do. All of them do. So, all right, very good.
What is your antenna on your vehicle? KATTP tag.
That's a dual band antenna, about 40 inches tall.
You know what the model number is?
Not offhand. I just put it on yesterday. I forget what it was. It's just we got it from DX Engineering, but it's a good antenna. I've used them before. I just forgot the model number.
Is it a diamond or a comet?
It's, I believe it's diamond.
I agree. There is one frequency you might not have, just for general, 16095, 16095. That's, Norfolk Southern, Norfolk Southern, Maine, and you constantly get high traffic on that.
Yeah, it's a diamond antenna, Nancy Romeo 770 Hotel Bravo. It's a pretty good antenna. I've used them before.
Yeah, well, mine I kind of like found out, we knew it was good. I've always had these, the antenna alone costs $114, just the antenna. The base was, another, almost $180 for this. Does quite well. You'll do very good. I think you won't have a problem. Norfolk Southern would be a good one for you and your other friend, KAP.
Yeah, you're kind of scratchy. Where are you?
For all practical purposes, I'm in the woods. Where I'm at is exit 10, I think, on 26th, and it's got a lot of woods here.
Yeah, QSL. Boy, Bob, the rain's coming down like crazy. And I checked on my fire, Bob, and that fire's been burning for over a week, and it's just smoldering right now.
Yeah, it's heavy rain here, too. Your other friend, you don't want to let him go. KATTP Tech, stand by.
Yeah, W1RPG, N3DQ, did you copy that about the fire?
Yeah, I've been listening. No rain here yet. Where's the fire?
When we cleared the land, we had a fire going, a pretty good fire. Then we finally turned it off, but it started, it was still smoldering. And that was over a week ago, and when I just got up here, most of it now is burned down to ashes, but it's still smoking. That's amazing.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know about the fire. Henry, do you know I was reading the specs on that antenna? It has a fold-over feature built into it already.
What does it have? The rain's getting me. Let me make it louder. What'd you say?
It's the antenna has a fold-over. You could fold that over if you're going into a garage that's not as high as required. It's already supposed to be built in.
Really? I'm going to take a look at it. Fortunately, I don't have to fold it over. I'm about a half inch or a quarter inch from the top of the garage, so I just drive right into it. I saw that there's a fold over for an option, but I didn't know that it was built in. I didn't realize that.
Well, I looked it up on HRO, and they have three pictures, and it resembles an antenna that I have in my garage. I'm not using it yet. I'm probably going to put it on my wife's car. I keep threatening her with that so I could have a radio in her car when she's driving. Where the top, whip at the base, there's like a black area. You pull up on it, it's spring-loaded, and then you could pivot up to 90 degrees.
That's interesting. I'll have to try that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so far I'm pretty good. I can leave it up, but that's good for a car wash or something if I want to run the truck through the car wash. That's interesting. I'll have to look at that. I didn't see that in the instructions. All I saw is that you could buy another piece, but that's, if I could pull up and bend it over, that's pretty cool. It's a really good antenna. I mean, it works real well. I was listening to the airport guys talking a little bit. But I'm up here, and boy, let me tell you, the rain is unbelievable. And I'll be happy when we got this lot finished to build on, because right now it's like a mud hole.
Well, this is from the hurricane, indirectly. KATTPK, and my antenna also falls down.
Yeah, very good. And you know what I had to do, Bob, up here when I drove up? It was pouring like crazy. Finally, it slowed down. I had to get some tree limbs out of the way so I can go higher up. Otherwise, I couldn't turn around. I have to back up. But I think I got to find myself another chainsaw. I sold all of mine. I better get another one.
Okay. And, I think KA2TPK, I think we've chatted maybe a month or two ago. Your call is familiar.
Hi, it probably is. We've been here showing horses. Today we were smart. We got done early. The antenna that he has his photo quite well at 1,700 feet. If he put if he put an antenna up, a base antenna up there, and then had a way of getting the signal back down to his house or whatever, he probably would find a lot of more frequencies that would work real good for him. KATTP Tech.
Yeah. Well, how am I getting into the repeater? I'm sitting in my living room on my HT crossbanding I'm transmitting a 440 into my dual band radio in another room, and then that's going out to the repeater. How do I sound coming through that?
You sound good. Matter of fact, I'm running 25 watts. That's low power for my Motorola. I'm running a Motorola CDM1550, which is a mobile rig, and I have a separate battery for it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on very low power on my HT, obviously. The signal's only got to reach the antenna outside on the house. So, okay, Henry, it's pouring rain up there, huh? Okay, well, I hope you're watching the road when you have to come back down the hill. It's usually easier because gravity helps you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll roll down. Yeah, I have to bring you up here sometime. It's pretty steep. It's unbelievable, but it's a nice location. How are you crossbanding, and what kind of HT are you using?
My HT is an ICOM ID51A, and then I'm going through my ICOM ID5100A, which is a dual band. I could cross band through it. I've had it since 2015, that rig, and I think I have this since 2016 or 2017 or something like that.
Yeah, I used to have a bunch of HTs. The only one I got left is a little Bofang little guy that I used for the airport quite a bit. But I wonder if I could cross-band that one, because that's 440 and 2 meters. I'm wondering if I could cross-band that one with this radio here in the truck.
Is your dual-band radio, the other radio, have both bands monitoring at the same time?
No, I think I got to change it just like this one, like I changed now from here to 440.
Probably not, because on my 5100, you know, on the left side is 440 right now, and then 2 meters for the repeater frequency on the other side. all right.
That's okay. It's not important. Hey, I've got another HF mobile rig that's that other one that I got is practically new to hardly use. It's got to be 20 years old. It's the FT50. No, it's a Yaesu. What the heck is the model number? All I know is it's a 1500. It's strictly 2 meters. I haven't used these radios for years, like this one that I'm on now, because I just never used much for VHF or UHF. When we lived in Blue Ridge, nobody was on them. The last time I think I used them was when I was president in the Orlando Hamfest with the Orlando Amateur Radio Club. And that goes back, what, maybe 30 years or better? ¶¶
I guess. Yeah, the 1500 was just a 2 meter, 50 watt radio. Yeah, and I didn't have anything for 440 until 2005. And I got into the hobby in '79, so I didn't know from 440 until I bought. I had the FT 857D HF 6 meters to a 440. I used to have that one. That's my first introduction. But, all right. I see Kenwood's supposed to come out in September, I guess. They got an ad on the back of QST for the Tango Mike Delta 750 tri-band, 2 meters, 220 and 440. I think it's 20 or 25 watts on 220 and 50 on the other two.
Yeah, Dave and I was talking about that this morning. I think Dave wants to buy one. I told him I'm done buying radios. I got too much stuff. It's time to start selling, getting rid of some stuff. I got stuff in boxes. So I'm not buying any more radios. You know, I got more than I needed. You can only use one at a time. But anyway, the guys are going to come from Delaware to take the tower down, I guess, maybe next week or so when the rain slows down, hopefully. Then I'm going to lay it down. And I think first thing when I finish building this house up here, I'm just going to put up a wire antenna, my NFED, until we get the tower up. But I talked to my concrete people. They're going to set the tower base with me with one stick sticking up, so when they come back again a second time, they can just build the tower, and then we'll go from there. Then the beam will go up. So it should be pretty good location from here.
It should be. All right. Well, I'm gonna clear. I'm gonna get ready for 3 o'clock. I signed up for 3 to 4 o'clock again.
Oh, very good. You'll make another 100 or 150 by then. Anyway, appreciate it, guy. I'll talk to you later. I'm heading down the hill here shortly. I'm going to stop in a coffee shop and get some coffee. I'll probably go to, Flying Fox or Barista Alley. That's closer to me. Otherwise, I'd say you can come up to Mechanical Coffee, but in the rain you shouldn't be driving anyway. You know how us old folks are. You gotta stay out of the rain.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Take care. Safe driving. And I think it's Peter. Is it Peter? KA2TPK. I think. You have a nice rest of the day.
All right. We got lightning here. And my weather station just gave me 1.25 inches of rain. All right. Be careful. KA2TPK.
All right, Peter. Take care of yourself. Stay out of the lightning bolts. N4EDQ.
Yeah. The only way to not get shrunk is stay out of the rain. KA2TPK.
Oh, that's what the guy on Seinfeld used to say when he gets shrinkage.
Yeah.
See you later, N3DQ.
KA2TPK.